The subject of this perek is one particular type of korban mincha, namely the korban ha'omer, which is an offering of flour coming from barley, which is offered up on the second day of Pesach, and it is forbidden to eat any grain which grew that year, any produce which grew that year and has been harvested. It is forbidden to eat it before the korban ha'omer has been offered up on the second day of Pesach. This is known as the prohibition of chodosh. New grain which grew that year cannot be eaten until the korban ha'omer has been offered up. Now the truth is, not only is it forbidden to eat new produce which grew that year, but we're going to see in a couple of Mishnah's time, it's even forbidden to harvest any produce before harvesting the barley which is going to be used for the korban ha'omer. However, the truth is, we're going to see in the coming Mishnah's, that there is certain types of produce which can be harvested, at least, before harvesting that which is going to be used for the korban ha'omer. And the main rule is that anything which could not potentially be used as the grain, as the produce for the korban ha'omer, due to it being not good quality or not having been fully ripened, that can be harvested before the harvesting of that which is going to be used for the korban ha'omer. Although, it still can't be eaten. So to summarize, the prohibition of chodosh certainly prohibits one to eat any produce before the korban ha'omer has been bought, any produce which grew that year. Apart from that, it is also forbidden mid'oraisa to harvest any produce which is considered to be good quality and could potentially be used as the produce for the korban ha'omer. It is forbidden to even harvest that before the harvesting of the korban ha'omer itself. This Mishnah focuses on that produce which is permitted mid'oraisa to harvest before the harvesting of the korban ha'omer, due to it not being perfect quality. And the question is on a midrabbanan level. So it says the Mishnah, Mishakor of ha'omer, once the korban ha'omer was offered up on the second day of Pesach, yotzen u'meitzen shuk Yerushalayim shumale kemach u'kali, one would be able to go out and find in the markets of Yerushalayim that they would be full of flour and roasted grain being sold over there. Now, if that's the case, that means certainly that they were harvested before the korban ha'omer was offered up. Otherwise, they wouldn't be totally processed already immediately after the korban ha'omer was offered up. And the Mishnah says, "Shelo b'ritzon chachomim d'v'bihud meir." According to Meir, this was considered to be against the will of the chachomim. Midrabbanan, this was forbidden. Meir understands that there is a concern that if we allow one to harvest the grain before the ha'omer is offered up, then one might come to eat part of the grain in the process of harvesting and bringing it together. And therefore, according to Meir, midrabbanan, it is forbidden to harvest any produce before the korban ha'omer has been offered up. Rabbi Yehuda, says, "Ritzon chachomim ha'yoseim." They did this according to the will of the Chachomim, that it is not forbidden midrabbanan to harvest the types of produce which are allowed to be harvested mid'oraisa. And we are not concerned that somebody might come to eat it before the korban ha'omer has been offered up. Continues the Mishnah, Mishakar ha'omer, once the korban ha'omer has been offered up, Hutar chodosh miyad, the chodosh, that produce, that grain which has been grown that year, becomes permitted immediately. And those people who live far away and they don't know when exactly the korban ha'omer was offered up, that means the part of the flour was offered up on the Mizbeach, they are permitted to eat from the new grain of that year from midday onwards. And the reason for that will be explained at the end of this Mishnah. But beforehand, the Mishnah tells us this is all true when the Beis HaMikdosh is around and the korban ha'omer is actually offered up. Mishachar Beis HaMikdosh, once the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, so on a mid'oraisa level, according to this opinion of the Mishnah, it is permitted to eat from the new grain from the morning of the second day of Pesach, the 16th of Nisan. As soon as the daytime begins, it is permitted. This is based on a contradiction in Pesukim. On the one hand, the Torah says that the new grain cannot be eaten ad haviachem es korban elokeichem, until you actually bring the korban ha'omer. On the other hand, the Torah says that it's forbidden to eat it ad etzem hayom hazeh, until this very day, which implies that it's dependent upon the day of the second day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, excuse me, and it's not dependent upon the actual bringing of the korban. So the way that we explain, according to this opinion of the Mishnah, the way to settle that contradiction is that as long as the Beis HaMikdosh is around, it is dependent on the actual bringing of the korban, but when the Beis HaMikdosh is not around, then it is permitted from the beginning of that day. However, Hiskin Rechemin Zakai, Rechemin Zakai instituted that midrabbonon shehem hanif klaser, that the entire day of the waving of the Korban Omer is forbidden, and only right at the end of the day would it be permitted to eat the new grain. Rabbi Nachman Zakkai was concerned that if people get used to eating the new grain from the beginning of the second day of Pesach, then once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, they will continue to do so. Even though once the Beis HaMikdash is already rebuilt, then it would actually be forbidden to eat the new grain until the korban is actually brought. Now the question should be asked, if so, then why did Rabbi Nachman Zakkai need to forbid it until the end of the day? Similarly, it would be enough for him to prohibit one to eat it until midday. Because when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, then from midday onwards it's certainly permitted. Why did he need to prohibit it even for the second half of the day? The Gemara explains that he was concerned for a possibility of the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt on the second day of Pesach itself. And then they would need to rash the whole process and harvest the grain, etc. But in such a scenario, it could come to a situation where the Korban Omer would be offered up after midday, towards the end of the day. And in such a case, it would be forbidden to eat the new grain until the Korban Omer was offered up. At least for the remaining part of that day. From the time that the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt until the Korban is actually offered up. And so out of concern of that scenario as well, Rabbi Nachman Zakkai instituted that it would be forbidden to eat the new grain, the chodosh, until the end of the second day of Pesach. Om Rabbi Yehuda, however, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'halemin ha-toyahu osor, surely it is forbidden mid-oiraisa for the entire day. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that it is forbidden to eat the new grain until this very day. The way that Rabbi Yehuda interprets that Pasuk is that it is including that entire day as well. That it is forbidden to eat chodosh up to and including the entire day of the second day of Pesach. Of course, talking when there is no Korban Omer itself. When the Beis HaMikdash is around and there is a Korban Omer, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that once the Korban has been bought, then it would be permitted. Right, now the Mishnah goes back to what was stated at the beginning of the Mishnah. Why is it that when the Beis HaMikdash is around, those who live far away and don't know whether the Korban Omer has been offered up yet, they are nevertheless permitted to eat the new grain from midday onwards? The Mishnah answers, because they know and they can rely on the fact that the Beis Din are not lazy regarding this, and they would certainly have managed to complete the entire procedure and to burn the handful of flour on the Mizbeach by midday. Mishnah Vov, like we've explained many times already throughout this perek, the offering up of the handful of flour of the Korban Omer would permit the new grain to be eaten in the rest of the country, any place where one is situated. However, even once it is permitted to eat chodosh, the new grain which grew that year, any korban which one wants to bring of flour, that flour cannot be from the flour which grew that year unless the two loaves of bread which are brought on Shavuos 7 weeks later. That permits chodosh to be used in the Beis HaMikdash as well. But until Shavuos, one can only use flour which comes from grain of previous years. And this is learnt from the fact that the Torah says that the Shtei Alechem is Mincha Chadosha. It is a new Korban Mincha, which implies that that is the first Korban of the new year's grain to be brought. However, the Mishnah emphasizes that there's a very big difference even regarding korbanos, between once the korban omer has been offered up and once the shtei lechem have been brought, between the second day of Pesach and Shavuos. And the Mishnah explains, emavien menochos, one cannot bring a flower offering or bikurim. Bikurim is when one brings the first fruit of his field which ripen. He is required to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash and go through a process there, and ultimately they are given to the koyanim. Minchas Behema, and it's also forbidden to bring a korban mincha of flour to accompany other korbanos kodem la'omer, before the korban omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. Now obviously that doesn't mean that it's forbidden to bring those, it means it's forbidden to bring those using chodosh, using grain which grew that year. V'im hevi, and if he did use new grain of that year for the sake of these korbanos, pasul, they are considered to be invalid, because you're bringing these offerings from things which are even forbidden to eat. However, if you bring these flour offerings or the bikurim from produce which grew that year, and you bring it after Pesach, but Kodim L'Shtei Lechem, before the two loaves will be brought on Shavuos. So we're talking about the time between Pesach and Shavuos, Lo Yovi. Ideally, one cannot use that new produce for the sake of these korbanos. However, the Imhevi, if you did use it to bring these korbanos kosher, it is nevertheless valid. B'di'eved, which means once it has been done, it is valid, and only ideally one should make sure that the Shtei Lechem is going to be the first korban which comes from new grain which grew that year. Mishnah Zayin. Since the Mishnah has been talking about the prohibition of Chodosh, of eating the new grain before the Korban Omer is offered up on the second day of Pesach, now the Mishnah brings a Mishnah which is found in Maseches Chala, the beginning, and that Mishnah also talks about the prohibition of Chodosh. Hachitim, wheat, v'asa'irim, barley, v'akusmin, spelt, v'shibolas, shul, oats, v'hashifon, and rye, these are considered to be the five main types of grain. And they are the five types of grain which chayavim b'chala are obligated in chala. Chala is a part of one's dough, which he needs to separate and give to a kohen. And this applies, at least on a midoraisa level, only to dough which is made from the five main grains. Now the Mishnah in Maseches Chala teaches that there is a minimum amount of dough which one needs to be making in order for it to be be obligated in chala. So the Mishnah adds, when it's torfin zeim zeh, different types of grain can combine together to make up that minimum size. The Mishnah once again in Maseches Chala goes into further detail and explains that not every type of grain can combine with another, but as long as they are similar, for example, wheat together with spelt, those types of grains can combine together to make up the minimum size. And now the part which is relevant to us, v'asur b'chol b'nefnei ha-Pesach. And there's a prohibition of chodosh, of consuming the new grain which grew that year before Pesach, before the Korban Omer is going to be brought. And the Mishnah is telling us that the prohibition of chodosh mid'oraisa only applies on a Torah level, mid'oraisa only applies to the five main types of grain. And the same goes for the prohibition to harvest grain before the Korban Omer is offered up. That prohibition also only applies to the five main types of grain, but not to other types of produce. And the rule is, if the produce took root, any produce which took root before the Korban Omer was offered up, the Korban Omer permits it. Any of these five grains which took root beforehand, so they are considered to be included in the produce which is already growing that year, and therefore the Omer would permit that to be eaten or harvested, even if it's only going to be harvested and eaten much later on. Ve'im lav, however, if the produce has not even taken root yet, then asuna shav ha'omer haba, it would be forbidden to harvest or to eat that grain until the next year's Korban Omer has been offered up. Mishnah Ches, we have previously mentioned that all that was stated in the previous Mishnah, that it is forbidden to harvest any grain, or at least the five primary types of grain, before harvesting the Korban HaOmer, because the Torah requires that the first time that the new produce of that year should be harvested is for the sake of the Korban HaOmer. That is all true only regarding produce which could potentially be used for the Korban HaOmer, which is considered to be as good quality. And as such, the Mishnah says that it is permitted to harvest in irrigated fields, in valleys. An irrigated field is a field which requires watering. It can't survive on rainwater alone. And typically the produce which was grown there was not considered to be the best quality. And we learned earlier on in the Masechta that at least ideally, the Korban HaOmer should not come from something which grew in an irrigated field, and therefore it is permitted to harvest there, avaloi geichin, but it's prohibited to pile it up properly and to literally go through the whole process and complete it until you end up with neat piles ready to be eaten. That already is forbidden. It's an unnecessary part of the procedure that can easily be done later on. To harvest it is permitted because there's a small chance of it being ruined and it might be damaged if you don't harvest it already now. But once you've harvested it, there's no need to complete the whole process until it ends up in piles. And therefore that indeed would only be able to be done after the Korban Omer is offered up. Anshi Yerichai, the people who lived in Yerichai, Koitzrin Beretzon Chachomim, they would indeed harvest the produce in their fields, which were irrigated fields, and they did that before the Korban Omer, according to the will of the Chachamim, that was totally permitted. However, the Goyichin, they would also pile it up, and they would complete the whole process, Shelo Britzon Chachamim, and this part was against the will of the Chachamim. However, the Chachamim did not feel it necessary to protest and to prevent them from doing so. On a similar note, before the Korban Omer has been offered up, Kotzel HaShachas, it is permitted to harvest produce which hasn't been fully processed for the sake of feeding it to animals. Om Rabbi Yehuda Emosai. Rabbi Yehuda qualifies this and he says, when is this true? Bizman Shehischlad Shlevi Yoshalish. This is only if he began to harvest that produce for the sake of the animal before it has grown a third of its growth. Or another explanation is before it has reached the final third of its growth. So it's not fully ripe, it certainly would not be considered good quality enough to be potentially be used for the Korban Omer itself, and so it is permitted. However, if he only begins once it has ripened mostly, then already it will be forbidden. Rabbi Shimon says, however, af yiktzor v'yachel af mishevi yoshanish, it is even permitted to begin harvesting and feeding it to one's animals once it has grown a third, or it's grown to the final third of its growth, even though it's mostly ripe, since it is not fully ripened. And therefore it's clear that you are only harvesting at this stage because you're feeding it to your animals. It would therefore be permitted before the Omer has been offered up. It is worth noting that a couple of Mishnayos ago, it seemed to be an argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda whether there is a prohibition midrabbanon of harvesting this type of grain before the Korban Omer. But the truth is, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it is permitted over there, that is specifically for the sake of the markets of Yerushalayim. Since everybody in the time of Pesach was coming up there, so even in the lead-up to Pesach, so that there would be all of this produce available in the market, so it was permitted. But in all other areas, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it would be forbidden with Rabbanon to fully complete the process of harvesting and piling it up, like our Mishnah explained.